We all love our pets. And for the most part, we love civilization. But the future is coming. And sometimes in the future, worlds collide. Here's a poem I wrote called Eliza, Not Eliza, with apologies to Alan J. Lerner. In the future, the only animals left on the planet will be the ones that have been our beloved pets. In the future, those animals will no longer be our pets. They will be animals. They will not be named, clothed, shooed, bootied, diapered, caged, kenneled, buried, or carried about. They will not be attended and on a 6-foot leash at all times, and will not come when they are called, as there will be no one to call them. In the future, animals, formerly known as our pets, will eschew politics, religion, commercialism, pedagogy, and anything associated with sanitation, and will adhere to strict animalism. In the future, animals, yes, our former pets, will eat wallpaper, drywall, books, art, televisions, and computers. They will eat houses, skyscrapers, box stores, and interstates. They will devour all the works of man. They will digest the works of man and flop the remains mainly on the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it. Now once again, where does it rain?